Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet again another fantastic indie creator interview. It's your Caper Sarah Cody, and we're keeping it geekly with our new guest, Seji Boda. We're here to break down on Sorrow Go and Slumpland. Man, I know we just met a few days ago, but already, you know, I had the chance to read the 51 pages of Slumpland and loved it. I checked out on Sorrow Go, and I love what you are doing, you know. Seji, welcome to the stream. How are you doing today, man?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Cody. I'm doing quite well. I'm doing even better now that I know that you enjoyed the story. You know, like, that's like my main thing when I put it out. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You know, I of course love it, but you know, I want my readers to enjoy it too. So for the fact that we just, you know, made our acquaintance a couple days ago and I've already made that impression with it, I'm looking forward to, you know, saying, revealing the rest of the story to you. So.
Absolutely. We have a Jeffrey Robinson saying, yes, I have, in chat. You know, long life supporters are like the blood life of like just your passion, your motivation. Seji, if I'm not mistaken, you've worked on Slumpland. This is like your third revision, correct?
Yes, sir.
So is this like your first like venture into like creating like manga and like comic books, like that type of media? Or have you ever worked on anything previously?
So, as you know, obviously, as a growing up, I've always wanted to like, I've always read manga and stuff, but I never really took it serious. But I also knew that to do it, I had to learn how to actually draw, yeah. You know? So that kind of, I was kind of realistic with myself early on to be like, okay, I can learn art, but I may not become a manga artist. But eventually I got over that hill and I just started doing it, you know? So yeah, it just happened, really. I honestly have been making manga seriously since 2017.
Okay.
That's when I took the leap where I was like, yeah, I'm going to actually make a title that's read right to left, and I want it to be my title, my debut, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And maybe if I like this, I'll make another title or one shot, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of impulsive, but it was I felt like it was bubbling in me my whole life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So what are some of the, you know, animes or mangas that you've read or consumed that kind of led you to this point?
Okay. So Dragon Ball, shout out Akira Toriyama, you know, that's he's actually my top inspiration. It's been my inspiration since the jump. Naruto, obviously. Masashi Kishimoto, you know, One Piece, Ichiro Oda, Gundam Wing, the whole Gundam series, actually. I like Gundam is my... It's my itch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pokemon, not to mention.
So. I get down on Pokemon so hard right here. We got the Scarlet Pokemon, Scarlet. My kids are obsessed with it too, which is like, I love seeing that cycle, because now it's like we go to the store and it's like, you want to get some Pokemon cards? Like, let's rip a couple packs.
Right. And look, we gonna talk about that separately, because I'm heavy into Pokemon. As well. Okay, I'll tell you this. I've been able to emulate Ken Sugimori's art style that he used for the original red and blue versions, like the art, how they had that watercolor type of.
Oh, I love that.
So like, I've studied Pokemon and read the Pokemon Adventures manga too. So it's like, we gonna talk, bro.
I love seeing their 3D models a ton, but it's like the old school watercoloring was like, it just hit so differently back then. And it's like, it hasn't been replicated since. Yes, yes. So with Slumpland, first of all, I love the logo. I think the logo is just such an awesome like touch to it. It's like perfect. You know, how did your first take on it look compared to your last?
Of Slumpland, huh? Okay, so look, honestly, you can actually find that out whenever. Anybody can find that out. If you go to Manga Plus Creators, my first original one was called Go Go Slump King. So that was the first iteration of Slumpland, which you can find on Manga Plus Creators, which has a Kai in it, but it's a slightly different story, you know? So it's like the pilot before the pilot. And then, from there, you can literally see my, like, mistakes and see how, like, my dialogue and stuff has changed and stuff. I learned how to control my pacing and everything. So you could definitely dissect that at your own time. Anybody, you know what I'm saying? Just search it up, Manga Plus Creators. It's and Go Go Slump King. That's what it's titled.
We have Orlando on Facebook saying Seginal. I think I pronounced that correctly.
So he's actually part of my part of the rap group I was talking about. He's a part of Slump Gang.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, let's go, man.
So since you read the first chapter, it's crazy. One of the continents on that map is named after him. It's called Cool Ridge.
That's awesome.
And it's named after Orlando.
That's awesome. I was about to tell you, like, when I first started this, one of the first things that I noticed was just how much work and detail and, like, craftsmanship went into this. You have your own language for the Daijin. Did I say that right? Of Solterra?
Jin.
The Jin of Solterra have their own language. You have your own decoder for it. So, like, there's parts in this manga where they're talking and you use that decoder to see what they're saying. I thought that was awesome. You have your own, like, continental map. So, like, the world building in this, like, started off just, like, running. I loved it, man.
Thank you. I know that there are other, like, nerds and geeks like me that like the meta like that, you know, and stuff that like the decoder, for instance. Typically, I know how the attention span of a reader, especially if they're checking something out for the first time, it's like, all right, let me see if it's gonna reel me in, if it's gonna hook me, you know. Someone see a decoder, they're like, okay, this is interesting. And then they go a couple pages and see that it's actually being in use. They're like, huh, okay. They're either gonna come back to it later, because they're like, okay, I wanna know what this person said. Or they're just gonna be like, let me go and check and see what this person is saying now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to create that reader interaction. You know, like, I want to add to it and read.
I think the immersion was just off the charts. We have Anthony Tone Beats Alvarez throwing a flex in chat as well. Welcome to the stream, Anthony. I hope you're having an awesome time.
Yeah, what up, Primo?
So let's talk a little bit about this world, you know. Solterra, let's talk about Akai. You know, what is the world of Slumpland?
So essentially, the world of Slumpland is pretty post-apocalyptic for the most part. It's a lot of canyons. You got some lush areas and stuff, but there are other, like, it's crazy because I'm setting the story up on Solterra, but I'm like, quick spoiler, we're gonna quickly get away from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to, like, it's a very space-oriented manga. You know, so it's like we're going to come back to Solterra much later. You know, this is where the foundation of everything goes. But it's in the next chapter, I'm really going to like set it up. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like the readers will be, OK, so this is what's going to happen next. And this is where we're going to take us. But there's a lot of monsters on Solterra and it's basically riddled with soul scouts. So the people that you saw with the, you know, the Akatsuki looking.
Yeah.
Folks, the soul scouts. They're basically police officers that prohibit the use of soul casting. So okay. you can only use soul casting if you're among the ranks of soul scouts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So random undocumented djinn who aren't, you know, saying within the formation, they can't practice soul casting because then that'll create a rebellion or some such, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that.
And then what is soul casting? Like what are, you know, what's the powers involved with it?
So it's basically channeling the UV light from the sun into like a focused point in your body. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. the soul scouts, they technically are able to do that through like man-made mechanisms. You know what I'm saying? It's not really organic. Akai, for instance, his is organic. Which is what I'm going to explain literally at the beginning of chapter 2. Like, I'm well into chapter 2. It's like I'm trying so hard not to spoil it, but I'm going to release the second chapter. I'm going to release the second chapter this month because I feel like it'll be the perfect, you know what I'm saying, cohesion. And it'll answer any unanswered questions folks have to that part, you know what I'm saying? But it's basically superheated punches and stuff. I took how the stars and like everything work in the galaxy, like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically tried to implement it into that. But just imagine this. This is a spoiler of chapter 2. Essentially, Akai is able to channel the Saluna energy into the markings on his body.
Akai's design, his character's design just looks badass. Like, what all went into that? I love, like, the hair, like, how it, like, blocks up, and then the designs as well. I'm happy to hear you kind of touched a little bit about the importance of those. So he's able to channel through them?
Yeah. So, like I said, the Soul Scouts, they have more, like, they have technology to allow them to absorb that energy. So, basically, a solar panel. They have, like, a solar panel, and they'll be able to do that. Akai has a sacred ink on him, like tattoo, basically. Those are tattoos that absorb the Saluna energy. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's awesome. But
typically, for any type of general gin, it's maxed out at 100%, but no gin has ever been able to get to 100% soul density. You see that Akai was able to get to 10%.
Yes, yeah.
Soul Scouts are capped at 25%.
You know, so he was pretty much up there in that fight. He was like, okay.
That's why Buddy was like, okay, hold on. Okay, you quite, you know, let me break this arm real quick. You know what I'm saying? You tripping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is that you can imagine having an energy source, right? And you can draw as much energy from it as you want. As much as you want. You see somebody you don't like, oh damn, I have to destroy this person. Saluna will give me all this energy so I can destroy them. Saluna will gonna be like, all right, here you go. But can your body handle all of this energy that I'm about to give you?
Mm-hmm.
And can you maintain that energy? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole thing. So typically, no one has ever been able to get to 100% soul density because they end up burning out before getting to that point.
What does burnout look like? I mean, are they like physically like burning, or is their body breaking apart?
I'm glad you asked. So there are two ways that you can do it. I can't really explain too deeply on the second part because I haven't revealed it yet. But so in real life, you have stars like the white dwarf and the red dwarf. And like, those are going to be two paths you can take. You're in both of those paths, you're definitely going to die. So it's like you're not going to live from either one. But let's say if you become a white dwarf, that's if you, let's say like a typical person, typical person, they'll turn into a red dwarf, which means that they will burn out like to a crisp, and like they're incinerated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. White dwarf means that they will basically be petrified, turned to stone.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you're clinically dead in both respects. You know what I'm saying? But let's say like this doesn't happen. So I could say that like Akai, he burns out into white dwarf mode. Let's say that he does that to save everyone from a villain. You know what I'm saying? He used that power, but after that he petrified up. Now they have a statue of him somewhere. Like, what did he do? He achieved the white dwarf mode and he saved us, which is why he's here. This is what
so it's
we
almost
have.
Like an honor, it feels like.
You know? So it's like, that's how it is. But the burnout is gonna be cool because they have these orbs over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, just for anyone listening, on my TikTok, I actually have explanations on the power system. Like, I broke it down like in writing and everything. So if anyone's ever interested in that, you can swing by my TikTok and
what's
check
your TikTok?
Seji Bottle.
Everything. And then we'll put that link in the description for everyone that is watching on like YouTube and Facebook, so you guys can just click on it. Real quick, we have Melody Belowly. Sorry if I messed up the pronunciation. What up, kid? Good morning. We have Aaliyah Laundry throwing some claps. We have AJ Saucy. The concept and incorporation of spiritual is next level. I really love how you pulled from like sources from like lunar and solar and was able to like achieve like an energy like source from that. I think that is awesome. And, you know, how do we see that played out throughout the rest of some plan? Like, are we going to see like clans like fighting, like full like war blown out? Like, what can we expect from later chapters? Like, give us a little taste.
Okay, look, all I'm gonna say is, like I mentioned earlier, we're not gonna be on Soul Terra for too long, and each planet has a different, you know what I'm saying, set of customs and everything. I've took a long time to like take my outside inspirations and put them in. But there will be a lot of combat, there will be a lot of comedy, drama, you know, the usual, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. As an author, I'm gonna try my best to touch on all aspects of great storytelling to the best of my abilities while trying to keep the illustrations on point, because I draw it all too, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm basically gonna I'm gonna tug at the heartstrings a little bit, but we're gonna do a lot of world building till we get to that point. So definitely expect a lot of action.
So when you are, you know, being the writer and the artist, you know, when you're creating these pages and these panels, what does that look like for you? What do you, what's your routine look like? What type of, you know, do you play any music, or what mindset do you like to achieve before you do this?
I listen to Street Fighter music, a lot of drum and bass. Pokemon music. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's awesome.
Don't get me started. Hey, quick sidebar. I'll be listening to all of the route themes from Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow up to Sapphire and Ruby, because that was, you know what I'm saying? The OSTs were top tier, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Especially with Gold and Silver. So I listen to all of that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Gold and Silver was like, you know, when I first got into Pokemon, I remember when Yellow hit the shelf, and I like, yeah. my parents made me like work weeks and weeks and weeks. I found out it was like a $30 game. I'm like, you guys like extorted me.
Much
of like child labor to get this game. And then I remember when I played Pokemon Gold for the first time, I'm like, dude, this is next level. Like day and night, you got a radio mm-hmm. station. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Like,
and then you had the additional 8 badges at the end of the game.
The experience point underneath the health bar, I just love that. Seeing how much longer you had until you leveled up. Dude, just so many awesome touches in Silver and Gold. And then when they did the Soul Silver and Heart Gold on the DS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that Poke Walker.
We came from a time where we couldn't see the EXP bars going up.
It's like that Bane meme. It's like, I was born in the dark.
Right. Molded in it.
So... I mean, and do you do these digital or traditional for the art?
Both. I do both.
So how does that look for you? I mean, do you start out like, you know, sketching on paper and then transferring it over to digital, or?
Let's see. I got some stuff right here.
Let me switch.
For the most part, I do, you know, like I sketched this piece. And I actually posted this the other day. I scanned it in and then I did the line art and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is another piece.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
This is from the first iteration of Slumpland I did, you know? So this is about 2 years old by this point.
So what was coming from Akai's hand? Were those chains or... like? Okay. Is that going to be like maybe an ability that he might unlock at some point?
No, he was literally locked up in that episode.
Oh! Never mind, it's not looking too hot for him. Well, let me zoom you in on this one, too.
So, yeah, this was, like, traditional, obviously. I, like, drew it all on paper, you know, inked it, and then colored it. Then I threw it in on the scanner,
mm-hmm.
and did all of that stuff.
So, I mean, what went into learning how to achieve, you know, the style that you wanted to hit? I mean, I'm sure it took a little bit of work. Were you self-taught?
For the most part, yeah. You know, we all had like a little art class growing up mm-hmm. in school, but I mean, she didn't really teach me nothing like that. But if, you know, because they would force you what you had to like learn. They forced the curriculum on you. But
yeah.
My idol is literally in art, and this is like crucial for me as a Black creator, because they weren't, you know, Black creators making manga when we were growing up, you know what I'm saying? So it was literally just the folks over East. They were the ones making manga. So that's literally why you see every Black person making manga, they're damn near inspired by Dragon Ball or something in some capacities, because mm-hmm. we didn't have that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Yeah, that literally will take me into a whole other conversation, because I talk about this every day, you know what I'm saying? Because people ask me about, like, the inspirations and all of that.
Go check this out with us. It's 100% free. And you just hit 100 signups, too. Congratulations on that, Seji. That is awesome. How do you feel about that?
Hey, man. Look, I'm still riding on cloud 9. I just announced it not even, like, a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm very appreciative of every single one of you that took the time to click on that link. You know what I'm saying? We've been having a little bit of lag, but I know that y'all got me. Y'all still been chilling. Y'all been patient. I appreciate y'all for still signing up and checking out the, you know, the titles that we have. There's going to be more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see mm-hmm. him hovering over the magazine. We got more news about the magazine, but we're going to talk about that in the summer. We got plans. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We got plans. I'll tell you, you know, off the record. You know what I'm saying?
All right, yay.
But there's definitely, to everyone else that's watching right now, we have like some serious stuff that's serious, innovative stuff that's going to be introduced this summer. You know what I'm saying? So, but the actual motivation that we wanted to have a platform for our stuff, you know what I'm saying, where we can just be there. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to worry about upholding to the standards of, let's say, if I had a comic on DC or Dark Horse or Image or Shonen Jump or Shueisha Viz, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about that. We can create in peace, and then we can just garner our own little fan base, little community.
We have Crow Hayashi, and once again, sorry if I'm butchering any pronunciations. Congratulations, we have Prince of Pandora Slump Land Fire. Can I voice a Kai? Hey, let's get some voice acting going on. That would be awesome.
He's stupid, man. It's a meme. It's a meme. He just tried to troll me just now with that one.
So give me a little direction. Where should we go to check this out? You know, we're here. You know, what would you like to show off while we're here?
Okay. So we got the main page right here. We scroll down a little bit, you'll see that we have our the newest arrivals, which is everything right now, because everything, we just dropped everything at once. So you can literally read all of our titles. Fall of Gods, I want to speak, and Unrivaled, I want to speak on those two specifically. Those two are featured guest titles, which is a position on our platform where we basically allow you to submit your manga to us, and you can just, and then even submit, because you uploaded yourself, but you can put your works up there, and it could be up there for our audience to see as well. There's no fee or nothing like that. It's just a matter of if it wins the reviewing board type thing. You know what I'm saying?
This is gorgeous too. Holy crap! Like, this is, I love this style.
Yeah,
and everything crazy. Is everything to the left on here?
They alternate.
Okay. Yeah. No. This is gorgeous. This is awesome. And you said you wanted to check out Unrivaled as well.
Yeah. So both of those are like featured guest titles. That's why I wanted to put the spotlight on those. So saying that to say that anyone can have their stuff up here. You know what I'm saying? But we're not the type that's like, it's not like Webtoon where you can. We have like 3,000 users with 20,000 manga up there. Like, we still have some exclusivity on this, so we can garner actual community. You know what I'm saying?
So, we have Frank Ford over on Facebook. Shout out from the gang. Hey, thank you for joining us, Frank.
Oh, yeah. And I want y'all to, you can check. He has a manga out on here too called Gang. He's the author, creator of that. So it's we definitely have some heat, man, and we have more coming. You know, we have, as we do more like interviews and like with other people and everything, I'm sure that the outreach is gonna spread, and we'll get more people's titles on here. You know what I'm saying? More innovative titles.
That's awesome. And you, so you'll have a magazine coming out, you said, in the summer as well. What's that magazine gonna feature on it?
Well, it's we're working on the magazine, but It would basically be Shonen Jump, like a Shonen Jump magazine, where it would have all of the titles on there, the most recent chapters, you know what I'm saying, with some contests, sweepstakes, you know what I'm saying, interviews from inside of the creator's mind. Not the interviews in the mind, but you know what I'm saying, interviews with creators on what goes on in their minds while they're creating these titles, you know. So we want to create like a little intimate community.
Yeah. It'd be really cool to get some of these creators on, like a big group chat, and kind of just go through some of these pages and let them each talk about their work. I think that'd be awesome to kind of showcase it more.
Hey, man. Hey, whenever you got the time and you willing, that door is open for you.
Like, this is gorgeous. So you said this right here is Frank's work, The Gang?
Yes.
Awesome. Frank, this is gorgeous. Holy crap. Seji, you are doing something big with this site. I love this. So when did this first get created?
The idea or the site?
The site. Well, I mean, both. Let's talk both.
Okay. So I'm a very fast worker, and my colleagues can vouch for that. I literally could be like, yo, so we created a company. Hey, Cody, we finna make a company. We agree on it on the stream. Right after the stream is over, I'm finna go make a website for it and everything right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that. But me and Khalil, basically, like I said, we just wanted a platform. We were like, hey, so when we make our manga, where are they going to be uploaded to? And then we thought about it, and we was like, Webtoon isn't really going to cater to our stuff. I just know that for a fact. You know what I'm saying? So why don't we just make our own website, you know? And then we just garner the fan bases over to this way. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a process, but it'll be something, you know, worth building and worth being proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
So for any creators that are looking to get their work uploaded, you know, what are you looking for? You know, what type of qualifications does it take to get onto on Sora Go?
Honestly, your story just got to slap, you know what I'm saying? And you got to, mm-hmm. I honestly try to work with people who are willing to put in the same, like, you know what I'm saying, like the same amount of work as the creators over East, but not the same amount of work at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not trying to like overwork ourselves, but I want to work around people who take this as serious as me. You know what I'm saying? Like how with you and the podcast and everything and the interviews, only thing that's going to get in the way of that is if you would, the young ones, if it interferes with that, that's the only thing that's going to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I need people that's going to be as serious with me. You know what I'm saying? Like with the, of their craft, just like that. Cause that's how I treat mine. It's just like how you treat yours, bro. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, so, you have to, because like, there's going to be times where you're not going to want to do it. And that passion has to feel that. It has to feel that downtime. So you keep chugging forward.
Yep. You understand, man. You totally understand.
And then right here is Prince Pedora's work as well. I'm just loving all of this. This is all. So how often can viewers and readers expect uploads? Like how often does that happen on here?
All right, so I guess this is the time to say that, because that's the question that I need to answer. Sorry, fellas, I'm in the chat. But so we're releasing our first chapters. All of us have our first chapters. A few of us have more than our first chapters because they're featured guest titles, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for as far as the originals, you know what I'm saying, we are planning to debut our second chapters in the first physical run of our magazines.
That's awesome.
And we're planning on having that prepped and rolled out where we can serialize magazines every month. And I'm saying you all would be able to get, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. actual magazines with all of our titles every month. You know what I'm saying? Just like old school Shonen Jump. It wouldn't be once every couple months. Every month you could get a magazine. And right now we're basically just putting in the work so that we don't have to rush to get all these things done. So just expect a lot of releases from our manga this summer.
That's awesome. And I love the actual magazine part of it too. It's going to be like world changing to actually hold it in your hands. Like to open it up, be able to like that fresh magazine smell. It's just something about holding your own product in your hand. It's just it just awakes that passion. And right here is that world map. I just love this so much. Yeah. So you said Cool Ridge is on here, right here. Yeah, right in the middle. That's awesome.
Yep. And there's a lore to each place, you know. So it's gonna be. There's a lot. I made sure not to exposition dump in this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to go into it, you know what I'm saying? So for the folks that did say that they were overwhelmed, I'm like, man, this may not be the title for you.
Yeah.
it's gonna get crazy, you know what I'm saying? But see, that's the beautiful thing. Because let's say, like, if you were overwhelmed, right, Cody? Let's say if you got overwhelmed just by the first three pages and you were like, you know what, Seji, I love you, bro, but I just, shoot me the next chapter, I'll let you know what I think, but this is too much for me. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, that's cool, Cody, because you know why? We got 11 more titles on this site.
Yeah.
You can check those out. And one of those are bound to get, you know, to fit perfectly with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's all just reciprocation and it's all just redirecting the positive energy. Like people think that that's corny and that don't work, but it's just like, hey, that's why we here and they there. You feel me?
Absolutely. Everyone watching, right here is the link. It is 100% free to share this wherever you can, you know, Facebook, Twitter, word of mouth is 100% free. Let's get 200 signups. Let's make that happen. I think we can make that happen fast as hell. Let's aim for 3. We have a lot of hype in chat. Seji, thank you so much for coming on and breaking down not only your book, but this awesome site as well. And I just love what you're doing and how you're bringing the community together. And you know, really, Like you said, Chris said, like you're putting something in place that wasn't there, and I always love to see that when people go out of their way to create that and fulfill that niche, because like someone has to, so it's awesome that it's you, man.
Thank you, sir. I truly, truly appreciate the opportunity to come here on your platform and elaborate more on the platform, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel like we could talk hours, not only about just your work, but the creative process. But unfortunately, we do have to cut it short. Now, Seji, I do always love asking for a little bit of advice. And that is, you know, I think you would be perfect for this question. For anyone looking to chase their passion, you know, just keep going at it and fulfill their dream. What advice would you offer them if you just had one thing you could say to them?
Don't listen to other people who really don't value your best interest. And if they don't also have proof of them yielding positive results from the advice that they had given to you. I just wanted to say that in one sentence so I didn't have to, like, you know what I'm saying? So
no, yeah. It makes sense. Like, there's a lot of people out there who just say, they word vomit, it almost feels like, and they're not even doing anything. It's like, okay, well, where are you? Like, why are you just projecting because you're not achieving this? Like,
so trial and error, you figure out how you do things on your own. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you, outside of creating, what are you consuming? You know, video games, TV shows, manga, anime, you know, what are you watching?
Man, I haven't really been watching too much. I literally just watch reruns. I'm watching Naruto with my lady. So we've been rewatching that. I just put her on today.
Where are you at in the series?
Where are we at now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, we are in the fourth Shinobi War. Where they
The best. Oh my god, Madara was a bat dude. When he just stopped down and just started like doosh, 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 doosh. It's like, yeah, dude, yeah. Jesus Christ.
You feel me?
Oh, so yeah.
We definitely just got past that. So, like, now Sasuke finna resurrect them people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, because he needs some answers. You know what I'm saying? So, we at that
dude,
part.
You remember Drunk Lee, when he drank, he thought he was taking his medicine, but it was alcohol, yeah, and he got all drunk. Yeah. Yes! Dude, I love... It was fucking beautiful, dude. He was a badass. And dude's like trying to stab him. He's just like wasted, like just rolling over.
Right. He fell asleep. They got back up. Right. Yeah, that was
funny. We have Frank Ford, We Live, and then Jeffrey Robinson. I can't wait for more. Guys, we're going to have to get a part two on this, Seji. This was so much hype. I appreciate you stopping by. Everyone watching, right there is the link in chat. It is 100% free to support this and share it wherever you can. That being said, I hope you all have a lovely Friday. But most importantly, guys, keep it geekly.